You're listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
From our very first pay-per-view of 2024 here in RAWF. By the way, I am Lord Amadeus, the owner and CEO of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. And joining me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a very special co-host. Not only is she a GM and a Hall of Famer here in RAWF, she is the newest member of the W Wrestler Unstoppable Hall of Fame. Please help me in welcoming and congratulating gentlemen, the first class lass, Maeve O'Hare, is co-hosting this evening. Thank you, Maeve, for sitting in, and once again, congratulations on the honor.
Well, thank you so much, boss man. It means a lot to me. I'm still not fully processed, so I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh yeah, I do have two of them rings now. I'll tell you a secret if you don't tell anyone I told you. I think the RAWF ring is nicer.
Oh, well, I won't tell if you don't.
I'm just looking them next to each other, and I think the RAWF one is a little more class. But it is a big honor, and I weren't expecting it, so it means a lot to have been selected for it at this point in my career.
I mean, to be fair, you've had an illustrious career thus far. It isn't that old, though. So, I mean, to get into the Hall of Fame as quickly as you did, it has to say something. It certainly, and I've certainly known almost from day one that you were certainly capable of everything that you've accomplished. So,
That's so nice to say. What else do you want? You already got me to co-host. What are you sucking up for now?
I am not sucking up. I do know somebody that might be sucking up to you later in the program. I'm not going to give nothing away because
You're just saying?
I'm just saying. I think he wants to. From what I hear, he's got some major sucking up to do. So, all right. At any rate, we will get to that later in the program, though. We won't get to that tonight. First of all, let's get all the RAWF business before we turn our attention to Love Hurts. Maeve, would you start us off by reading the updated rankings here for the period?
Oh, how can I come do that? So this is the in-progress top 25, which, as y'all remember, means that you cannot use these rankings to challenge. You have to use the official ones from last month. This is an 8 out of 12 matches, which, if I do my math correct, means that we are 75% through the rankings period. So obviously this is still subject to change, and the last match of the rankings period is tomorrow night. So without further ado, at number 25, we have Diesel Warrior. At number 24, we've got Ken Costa. I still am not 100% sure what's going on with him in Soul Reaper, but maybe we'll hear about that later. Number 23, we have The Minion. He ain't one of those little yellow minions, is he?
No, he's definitely nothing like one of those yellow minions, no.
All right, just checking. At number 22, we have one of the few Brits that I can permanently stand, Uber Vegan, TPO. At number 21, we have Kayla the Governess. Number 20, Prince. At number 19, she's got a really long name. I call her Lou, but Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon is at number 19. Number 18, you know, I keep hearing about how he talks so much, but he hardly ever talks in our matches. I think he's scared of me. Money Sue is at number 18. Number 17, Little Miss Sassy. So this is not to be confused with Sassy Applebee's. It's the other Sassy. At number 16, the Extreme Enigma, who's very proud of that belt out there. At number 15, myself, Maeve O'Hare. At number 14, Aaron McFadden, more Corker's favorite wrestler. At number 13, Kane the Governor. At number 12, Deez. At number 11, A.F. James. At number 10, the no longer unsettled Chris Cage, although he's been acting awful squirrely out on the feed lately. At number 9, Conk. At number 8, Hobo Ezekiel. At number 7, my favorite rafter dweller, Eva. At number 6, Nightcrawler. At number 5, I'm going to try to say it's the way that Vacant Lens says it, Hotshot Chaz. Sounds weird coming from me. At number 4, Blake Bradley. At number 3, Simply the Best. At number 2, apparently the conspiracy ain't quite over, Killer Neptune. And at number 1, your winner of this month's Extra Points Tournament, More Corcoran himself, the Paragon of Greatness.
All right. And as she said, this is 8 out of the 12 rankings. Still 4 more matches left to go, including tomorrow's Love Hurts. And it's really anybody's game, I have to say. There's a lot of people just outside the top 25 that are knocking on it, and a win or a loss by people of those last 2 or 3, and we could see a totally different top 25. So I can say that you know everyone's looking good at this point, but we will see. We will certainly see what happens. Looking forward to that. All right, now
Conk Laddie, you were number 9. Pay attention.
Yes. All right. So let's get to some GM reports. And, gee, I got one from my favorite GM right here. Me! I'm a GM in RAWF. When did that happen? I don't know.
That's unexpected.
I know,
right?
Who
put you in charge of something?
Anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier today, sign-ups for the Hatfield and McCoy division, Hatfield-McCoy, went up, and it is, of course, on the RAWF homepage. You also find it in the RAWF network, but we are starting a new season of Hatfield and McCoy, and you have 7 days, so a week from today, to sign up. But when you come into the scene, please sign up whether you're a Hatfield or a McCoy. And of course, once you do so, if you're a McCoy, you'll be put into a McCoy tournament to see who's the best of the McCoys. If you're a Hatfield, you will be put into the Hatfield tournament to see if you're the best of the Hatfield. The two winners of those two tournaments will then fight each other to see who will face the Hatfield and McCoy champion. So that is how that works. Already had quite a few people sign up, but if you haven't signed up, you got plenty of time to do so, but don't dawdle too long. And there is no limit to how many people can sign up, but just make sure that you do sign up. All right. Next up, let's bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the fans in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go and have your family slam. Fuck around. Beat a neck. Hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep. Where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep. In my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep. By the open wounds. Stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paragon of Greatness, your Ultimate Gauntlet GM. Paragon, what do you have for us?
We've got another short but sweet update for the Ultimate Gauntlet, where last we left off, we were watching the run of DW, seeing if maybe we could have a Love Hurts match when DW ended the run of Dr. Kent, went on to a second match where she defeated the Razor, went on to a third match, defeating Allie Knight, going on to a fourth match, where she fell short to the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar. Cougar now starting her run with that first victory over DW, goes on to a second match where she defeats Hot Cheese, going on to a third match that is currently ongoing with Fire Chief Bill.
All right. So safe to say we will not have an Ultimate Gauntlet title match tomorrow at Love Hurts, but, Cougs may be the next challenger.
I mean, who knows? Cougs may be able to pull off three wins tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. Anything is possible, I suppose. You have a point there, Paragon. If anybody could do it, it's certainly Cougs. All right. So, thank you, Paragon. Next up, I have the tags report from Unstoppabot. Two tag teams went undefeated this season. You have Two Miserable Fuckers and Deez and Mithras. The final top five tag teams are, in first place, Deez and Mithras. In second place, Two Miserable Fuckers, Krabby and Strangleheart. In third place, the tag team champions, Hotness Overload, Mrs. Brew Menzino and Menzino. In fourth place, Oblivion Express, Fire Chief Bill and Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. And in fifth place, the Cage Shakers, Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. Congrats to Deez and Mithras, who will be facing the tag team champions Hotness Overload at Love Hurts. The new season of tags is still open for signups, but it will be closing tomorrow, Sunday, February 11th, and the Extra Points Tournament is now open for signups. Signups will close in 1 week, Saturday, February 17th. All right, so that's thank you, Unstoppabot. And the tag team division heating up. This one's going to be an interesting tag title match, Maeve, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now let's get our let's talk to our Powerball GM. He is. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who partied for two straight weeks after Michigan won the national title and Detroit won two playoff games. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Razor.
So, Razor, what anything you got for us for the Powerball?
Well, as you know, Nightcrawler won the Powerball tournament. He will be facing Hobo Ezekiel. at the pay-per-view tomorrow. And shortly after the pay-per-view, be looking for the scene to open up to guess your numbers for the next pay-per-view.
All right. Thank you, Razor. And nice to see you, sir. I know you had a pretty tumultuous last few weeks as far as football goes, but hope you're recovering from that. And are you going to watch the big game tomorrow? Are you going to be here?
Probably be doing some work elsewhere.
Ah, all right. Well, in that case, yeah. At any rate, Razor, I appreciate you stopping by and stick around. We'll maybe talk with you a little bit later if you're not too busy. All right.
All right.
All right. And then last but certainly and not least, ladies and gentlemen, she is your high voltage invitational / anything goes GM. Please welcome.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, she is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Hello, L.A.
So, Cougs, how are you? Been a minute since we've been able to talk to you. You doing okay?
I am a busy, busy, busy mama.
I bet you are. You have so many hats. I wouldn't be able to begin to talk about how many hats you wear. But anyways, Cougs, where do you want to start?
Well, we will start with anything goes. We do have a championship match tomorrow. Enigma will be defending against Paragon himself. They will be having a submission match. That is a 5-day, 200 health match. Any move is available. Defense is available. You have to use a hold move before the pin.
All right. So that's going to be a heck of a match. And that's going to be something we're going to be talking a lot about tonight, that Anything Goes Championship, because it's Paragon versus the DOC, and he will be trying to take that title away from Enigma. And you know, those two, as well as the rest of the DOC, they history. So, going to be an interesting match. How about the High Voltage Invitational?
High Voltage is quite interesting this time. The season did start, I believe, yesterday, and we are only waiting on 8 matches to finish to get a contender for Chris Cage. So it is highly possible that we have a match tomorrow. Because 20 matches completed in 24 hours. And they
wow.
are talking.
Wow.
They are talking. Now, I am disappointed because there are some guys that are busting their bums talking. Paragon, NC, Chaz, Enigma. They are just talking your ear off. And then you've got other people that don't say squat. You got to remember, guys, you cannot win High Voltage just by winning your matches. You have got to talk and entertain.
Yeah, indeed. You do. You absolutely do. And that's why it's one of the toughest divisions to get a title shot in, is because you have to be more than just a winner. You have to be very creative. So Cougs, you're doing a great job as always. Please stick around. We've got some business to talk about as far as your big match tomorrow at Love Hurts.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Maeve, tomorrow here in Los Angeles, we are in Hollywood, if you will. Love Hurts, the very first pay-per-view of 2024. It's gonna be a happening, to say the least. We got a lot of great matches, and let's take a look at what we've got so far. That I don't know. As I said, the undercard will be talked about later. But first of all, the special tag team challenge, where Conk and Natalya Nyro take on the legendary Hall of Fame tag team Dungeons and Dragons in a no DQ tag team match. Maeve, and of course, as we know, Paragon in a constant battle with the DOC over the last couple of months. This is going to come to a head in this tag team match. Your thoughts?
I think that perhaps they're taking, and by they, I mean the Hip, I think they're taking Dungeons and Dragons for granted. I certainly would not want to be in a no disqualification match against that team. I've had plenty of matches against Dungeons and Dragons with various partners. And even having the best partner in the business, I still don't know if I would sign up for that match on purpose.
It's definitely interesting, but the DOC has had it out for him, and they're looking to try to squash him anyway, even with Nox Boogie at his side.
I still ain't figured out why they're doing it. Like, I have yet to see a cohesive answer from any of them. They're just like, oh, you'll see, or we know we have our reasons. I'm like, okay, but what are they? You're not proving a point if no one knows what the point is.
Sometimes you just target somebody because, Paragon.
Are you saying that Moore Corker is a big target?
Well, he is a big target, literally and figuratively. I mean, the man is a two-time RAWF Hall of Famer. He's been world champ. He's been pretty much everything. I consider him to be on one of the people on the Mount Rushmore of RAWF. So, I mean,
there's no question in that. Like, he's done a lot, and he's continuing to do a lot. I don't know, something about it just don't seem right. Like, I feel like there's more to it than meets the eye. And I would like to think that perhaps this tag match will put an end to that, but I suspect it won't. I hope that more Corker and Nox are ready for that.
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, Dungeons and Dragons, they're the longest standing tag team in RAWF right now. I don't think anybody's been together longer than they have.
It's kind of hard when you beat that record when they've been together since like the creation of the universe.
Pretty much.
No one's touching that record.
All right, FUBAR City Street Fight wouldn't be a pay-per-view without a FUBAR City Street Fight of some sort on it. Soul Reaper taking on Ken Costas. You talked about this earlier. Soul Reaper, he's been making a lot of noise. Wouldn't say not in the rankings, but certainly been very vocal. And he says,
he showed up a couple of times here, and that's always nice to have someone new show up.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that folks get tired of hearing myself and Mark Horcra in English all the time, so it's always nice to have someone else show up and run their mouth a little bit. But despite all the talking he's doing, there's another one where I'm just like, okay, so you're angry for reasons?
Well, his reasons are that Ken Costa has changed, that he preferred the old Ken Costa. Apparently they go back a ways and were in a stable together at one point. And
they were in
like...
English Lions. Imagine being Irish and being in English Lions. Ugh.
I don't know. I wouldn't know anything about that. But Ken Costa apparently is no longer the Ken Costa Soul Reaper remembers, and apparently Soul Reaper wants that Ken Costa return. So apparently having a FUBAR City Street Fight with him is going to accomplish that goal. I'm not sure how.
Obviously.
But Ken Costa, while he has not been a stalwart in RAWF for a long time, he's certainly been starting to feel his way into it. And I think maybe Soul Reaper did bite off more than he can chew tomorrow at Love Hurts. We will find out. Then a last man.
I mean, only one of them's in the rankings. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, very true. Hotshot Chaz and Blake Effin Bradley in a last man standing match tomorrow. Blake, of course, made his return to RAWF at Jingle Hell Rock at the expense of Hotshot Chaz, getting involved in Chaz's Platinum Dragon Championship match against STB. Chaz looking to even the score tomorrow in their last man standing match. What are your thoughts on this?
I like Hotshot Chaz. I've always liked Hotshot Chaz. He's a good lad. My concern here is that he's gotten so caught up in the fact that he's coming home for the show. He's from California. I think perhaps he's even from Los Angeles. And so all this month he's been talking about going home and how great that is, and it's his home turf. And he's gotten so caught up in that he doesn't realize that he's playing Blake Bradley's game. Blake Bradley's the one who said, let's make this a last man standing match. And you never play the other fellow's game unless it's your game as well. And I don't think that Chaz has thought through this clearly. So I don't like his chances, however much this is his home arena.
I mean, I can't argue with that. And Blake right now, since his return, has been on fire. He's been winning a lot of his matches, and he's going, as you saw, in the top three. So, you know, this could be Chaz needs this win just to, if nothing else, to cool off Blake Bradley, certainly. But
I will be surprised, Chaz. I hope the best for you. I just don't know how much you've actually thought through this because you've been so busy talking about coming home. And I understand it. Believe me, it always means a lot to me when I get to go home and wrestle as well. But I just hope you've thought through this a little more clearly than you've indicated.
All right. Now into the title matches. We've got Taker defending three titles tomorrow. Taker defending two titles and challenging to be the first ever bar brawl champion. Taker versus RAWF Hall of Famer Redneck Avenger. Been a while since we've seen a belt around RA's waist, and this certainly seems to be his wheelhouse in a bar brawl. We know how much he loves his beer and his spirits and whatever else comes with a bar brawl. Is this one maybe Taker's at a disadvantage here?
It's easy to say, oh, yeah, it's a bar. It's going to favor RA. But let's not forget that, as much as it pains me to say it, Taker's had a loss of belts in RAWF for a lot of time. He don't talk much, and he ain't the most original thing in the world. And so I think a lot of people tend to slag off on him for those reasons. And I ain't saying that those aren't decent reasons to slag off on someone. But you can't deny success. He has had a lot of success in title matches here in RAWF. And considering that this is a bar brawl and not a drinking contest, I'm not sure how much the setting is really going to favor RA. I think it's going to be a good match, and I certainly hope that your insurance is not covering anything for that match because your premiums are going to go through the roof.
I already got it covered. I've given the Staples Center a lot of money already, just to make sure that whatever those two do in that bar at the Staples Center is not going to come back to haunt me. Let's put it that way. All right, so that's going to be the inaugural bar ball champion, whoever wins between Taker and RA. Then we have the Anything Goes Championship match, as Cougs announced earlier, Enigma defending against the Paragon of Greatness, and Anything Goes. And normally, I would be a little wary about Paragon in a situation where anything goes, because he's, while he has been in brawls before, where in hardcore matches and Anything Goes matches, it's not always his wheelhouse. But the fact that he's going up against Enigma, a member of the DOC, and it is Anything Goes, and he doesn't have to hold back. Who does that favor in this what could be a devastatingly chaotic match?
More Corkra every day of the week and twice on Sundays. More Corkra, I feel like, is dangerous, not only because of his size and his experience, but because folks tend to overlook him. Folks go, it's more Corcoran. He's friendly. He's happy. Oh, it's a submission. Oh, even
it's
worse.
It's a submission match.
Even worse. Enigma, I hope that you have a good chiropractor on standby. Because people don't think of more Corcoran as a threat when it comes to, you know, being mean, because that ain't how he usually is. He's usually very friendly. He's very supportive. He's always got a kind word for everybody. Don't let that fool you. That man has accomplished more than any two wrestlers other than a handful, including English, before he says something in this company. I don't like Enigma's chances. I hate to say it, but I would bet my paycheck on more Corker on that match.
All right. Well, we'll see. And I'm sure Enigma, who we might get to talk to in a little bit, would beg to differ, if you will.
I'm sure they would, but...
All right. Eva has chosen her opponent for her champion choice championship. It will be Revenge, another member of the DOC. However, as always, the steps of the champion choice championship favors the champion. And in this one, it is a mind over matter match. Eva can, of course, do anything she wants, but Revenge will be limited to only intelligence moves. So that's not a very big arsenal for Revenge to try to unseat.
It's bigger than other folks have had. It's certainly bigger than the arsenals I've given some folks when I were champion. I think this is going to be a good match. I always love to see Eva in action. I love to see what she's going to hit me with because she's, as I said when I was reading the rankings, she's my favorite rafter dweller. And I just have to wonder what kind of shape Revy's in after that battle that she had with Morcorker a couple weeks ago. I don't think she's going to be at 100%. My money would always be on the champion for Champion's Choice because that's just the smart bet. But even more so tomorrow because I won't bet against my friend Eva, and I don't think Revenge is going to be at 100%.
Yeah, that one's going to, yeah, I don't see any situation where Revenge gets out of there with that Champion's Choice Championship, but
nope.
Stranger things have happened, but we shall see. All right, this one I'm looking very much forward to, Maeve, for the Tag Team Championship. Hotness Overload, who have been tag team champions for quite a while now, have been pretty dominant. They take on the team of Deez and Mithras. And Deez and Mithras have been a tag team in RDF for quite a while. They've been on the cusp. And, of course, we both know what they're capable of as singles wrestlers. Mithras, one of the most dominant wrestlers in RAWF history. Deez has certainly had his moments as well when he's been at it, the top of his form. Together, these two make quite the tag team. Well, how do you see this tag team title match going tomorrow? Do the champions retain, or do we see Mithras and Deez add one more title to their already growing Hall of Fame list here in RAWF?
You know, when I look at the tag division and I look at Deez and Mithras, I always go, how have they not been champions yet? Because, as you said, they're both so accomplished. They work well together. They're always in the top of the rankings. It's just one of those things that just it don't make sense on the surface. The two things that I will say that I think are going to go in Hotness Overload's advantage tomorrow are the fact that they're the champions, and there's always that you don't have to win so much as you just have to not lose. And also the fact that there are very few tag teams in this world that know each other as well as Brew and Men's know each other. And I can't overstate enough how important it is to know your partner as well as Brew and Men's know one another. I think it's going to be a good match. I think it's going to be a close match. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to be hearing and still. But either way, I think the fans are in for a hell of a treat with that one.
And I'd like to note that both Deez and Mithras are former RAWF Tag Team Champions with other partners, but they do know what it's like to win Tag Team Gold here in RAWF. Just not at together. We'll see if that happens for them tomorrow at Love Hurts. Hobo Ezekiel is going to defend a couple titles tomorrow. His first one, the Powerball Championship against Nightcrawler. And, you know, Nightcrawler has been seems to be a little different lately. He seems a lot more focused. Hobo, as we know, I'm not sure focus is actually a part of Hobo's arsenal.
He's usually focused if there's something to eat involved.
This is true. If there's some yeetsa in the building, then maybe we get his attention. But at the same time, though,
Chaz Ladd, are you coming on air tonight? Because if not, I'll ask me a question for you now. If so, I'll hold it until you're coming on. But I do have a question. You saying yeetsa reminded me. But go on.
Okay. But yes, Hobo and Nightcrawler for the Powerball Championship. Does Hobo retain that Powerball title, or does NC claim the richest prize in RAWF?
I mean, certainly out of the two, Hobo's the one that could use the money. I still am not 100% sure what he's spending all that on, and I don't think I want to know necessarily. But given the choice between betting on Hobo and betting on Nightcrawler, I feel like it's almost even money, so I'm going to give the nod to Hobo only because of champion's advantage. But that's another match that I think is going to be awful close.
And the rumor has it Hobo's bought a boxcar in Beverly Hills just recently, since we're in the air here in Beverly Hills.
Where the heck do you put a boxcar in Beverly Hills? They even have train tracks around here.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure if they
that's
do, that's where.
That's not thinking about.
I don't know, but you know, I heard that somewhere that he was looking at buying boxcar here in Beverly Hills, or may have already done so. All right, the first of Taker's two title defenses is the Multimedia Championship against Davila, who you can never count out. Certainly, does Taker finally lose that Multimedia Championship tomorrow against Davila?
As much as I would like to see someone new with the belt, just to see someone do something interesting with it, do something, you know, multimedia with it. And as much as I admire Davila, I've had a lot of tough matches against Dev. And you're right, you can never count Dev out. I don't think it's Dev that's going to take that belt away from Taker, and I don't think it's tomorrow that he's going to lose it. I'm gonna assume that he's retaining, and I'm going to beg him, please, 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 Taker, do something, say something, do a dance, put on a PowerPoint slideshow, do something with that title while you've got it, please.
A PowerPoint slide. I'm scared what a PowerPoint slide from Taker would look like. But I mean, I suppose you're right. It would be more than what he's been doing as far as talking, certainly, but. Anyways, that should be a good matchup for the Multimedia Championship. The Triple Crown Championship is going to get interesting. Natalya Nitro, the current champion. Her opponents are fellow member of the DOC and Fire Chief Bill. And someone we don't get to talk about very often, but we have to because she's in, might be our next Triple Crown champion in Black Lilith. I mean, this is going to be interesting in the say that, Do FCB and Natalya to team up on Lilith and worry about the, or is it just going to be an all-out brawl? That's hard to say. Who do you think walks out as Triple Crown champion tomorrow at Love Hurts?
I mean, if Fire Chief Bill and Natalya Nitro have a brain in their skulls, they're going to work together. We've seen it happen before when members of a faction are in the Triple Crown together. There is a tendency, because it's the smart thing to do, to work together, eliminate the odd man out, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens. I don't know a lot about Black Lilith. I know she's been around this industry for a while. I know allegedly she's immortal, so you got another one of them running around here, I reckon. But I don't I don't think that she's got very good chances when she's up against two members of the DOC. Now, which one of them is going to end up taking the belt back to the DOC? 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
So you're saying it won't be Black Lilith. That much is what you're saying.
It will not be
sure.
Black Lilith.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
And I'm not sure if the DOC even cares which one of them brings the belt back.
I bet Natalya might care, you know, just saying. But we'll see. We'll find out tomorrow at Love Hurts. FUBAR City Championship. Chris Cage versus Deez, who wants to become the mayor of FUBAR City once again. But Chris Cage, just like with the White Lightning title, has had a stranglehold on that belt for a bit as well. Your thoughts? Can Deez unseat Chris Cage, knowing that he also has to defend one, maybe two other titles tomorrow?
Chris is coming up on an anniversary with that belt, ain't he?
With the FUBAR City?
No, not FUBAR City. I'm thinking of White Lightning that he's on. He's coming up on. No, I don't. It really depends on which version of Chris we get, because we've had this version for the last few months that's been a lot calmer. He's been a lot more measured. He's still taking matches seriously, of course, and he's still winning and doing well. But lately, as I mentioned during the rankings, I've started to see, I don't want to say it's the old side of him. I feel like this is a new mysterious third side that we've never seen. And I worry that that's going to distract him. So, and I think this might be the first upset that I've predicted for the pay-per-view. I think Deez is going to become mayor of FUBAR City once again.
I mean, certainly has the potential. Self-proclaimed Mr. REWF pay-per-view certainly has the potential. It would not be a shock. However, Chris Cage right now, you can't say that he is not the most talked about wrestler in RIWF at this moment, not just because he's FUBAR City and White Lightning champion, because he's the current world champion as well. He's on top of the RAWF totem pole at the moment. So Deez has got his work cut out for him, but you're right. Deez is certainly someone can do it. It is certainly Deez. Midnight Hobo Championship. Hobo Ezekiel and Kayla the Governess. Hobo Ezekiel, his second title defense of the night. Kayla the Governess, always a threat to take a title away. You know, she is going to be focused. She knows how to beat Hobo. She's done it before. What are your thoughts on Hobo versus Kayla the Governess for the Midnight Hobo Championship?
I don't like Kayla's chances. And I say that because Kayla is very good at getting herself into the title match. She's good at getting herself that far. But other than trading that belt with DW back and forth a few times, she's never really been able to, like, cross that final threshold, as it were. And considering that Hobo has worked so hard to get to that point, and, I mean, it's in his name. Like, I've been waiting this whole time for him to get hold of that belt because it just seemed appropriate. And I don't see him losing it this soon.
The Midnight Baller, as he's calling himself these days, Hobo Ezekiel. He's got a couple of tough title defenses tomorrow at Love Hurts. We'll see if he can walk away still the Powerball and Midnight Hobo champion. Cougs has got work cut out for her tomorrow as she defends the Estrogen Championship against DW. But a fast fact here, Maeve, and this is something apparently I don't think I ever vocally gave you credit for. Your last run with the Estrogen Championship, do you know how long that was?
It's for a good long time. I don't remember how long it were exactly, but it were appreciable.
It was 184 days, which was actually 2 days better than the record at the time, which was held by both Tigress and Cougs. They both had held the title for 182 days. So you actually there until were the longest reigning Estrogen champion in RAWF history until now. Where Cougs
passed the record.
And actually, I should say, until a month and a half ago, didn't realize that Cougs has held the belt for over 200 days. So she is currently the longest reigning estrogen champion in RAWF history. And
well done her.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That
ain't easy to do in a women's division like this.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So with all that being said, DW, who herself is a former two-time estrogen champion, has a couple of runs with it, 56 days and 103 days, so certainly no slouch and no stranger to the estrogen title, challenging Cougs tomorrow. I mean, obviously, it would fit. The betting odds would be on Cougs here, but you can never count DW out. Your thoughts?
I mean, having faced both of those women for that title specifically, I can tell you firsthand that neither of them are anyone that you can sleep on. It is always a battle. But I do know how much that estrogen belt specifically means to Cougs. And given the fact that she has now surpassed the record and is the sole holder of the longest reign, I don't think that she's going to be best pleased if she loses it tomorrow. So I'm gonna say I think she's going to retain and extend that record just a little bit further. Give me something to shoot for next time I go after it.
Well, and you always want to be champion going into Immortal. So she certainly would love to hold that going into Immortal 11. So we shall see. We'll be talking with her a little bit more about that in just a little bit. But back to the lineup here. Taker defending the men's championship against Blake Bradley. And to me, this has got – I don't think there's going to be and still when this is announced to me, because Blake right now is on fire since his return at Jingle Hell Rock. I think Taker is going to lose at least that championship. That's my take on it. What say you?
I think it really depends on outside circumstances. I'm not going to take anything away from Blake's accomplishments. He came in. He did what he said he wanted to do in that Vokeru last week. He wanted to come in and he wanted to bully his way up to the top of the rankings for Immortal season, and he's done that. What I will say is I don't think he's done that alone, but he's got to win that match alone tomorrow. So unless we see STB return in the favor from Blake helping him out against Chaz, I don't think that Blake's going to have quite the easy time that you seem to think he will. I think it'll be a good match. I think it'll be interesting. But I'm going to say I think we are going to hear N still there.
All right, so we've got differing opinions on the men's championship match. That's all great. Nothing wrong with that. National title on the line. This is going to be a doozy. Conk, the champion of all nations, as he likes to call himself, as he just did a few minutes ago, defending against Hotshot Chaz. And both of these guys are fired up. You can tell. They've been talking nonstop in the chat. They're ready for tomorrow's matchup. Who do you think walks away?
I mean, Conk talks nonstop anyway. Like, that's just what he does. He talks and he talks and he makes videos. That's what he does.
Well, and he does both very well. Let's not argue.
I'm not saying anything about the quality of the talk or the videos. I'm just saying it's something he does a lot of, and I reckon you enjoy anything you're good at. I think that's going to be a good match, and I think. Given Chaz's two matches that he's got going on, assuming that he comes out of the match with Blake healthy enough, I think he's got a good chance at making his hometown proud tomorrow. So I'm going to say that I think Chaz walks away with that national title.
I mean, to me, this one's split because, as I said, they're both fired up. They're both ready for tomorrow. My only problem is Conk's been doing this a long time. He's defended many titles in his long, illustrious career, and when he wants to hold on to one, he does. That's been the nature of his game. Now, to be fair, but to me, he looks like the Conk of old. And I remember a conk that was damn near unbeatable back in the day. So, I have confidence that Chaz can certainly give him a hell of a run tomorrow. We will see. That one is going to be a hell of a national title match. So STB has got his work cut out for him tomorrow. Once again, for I think the third time in the last 6 months or so, STB in both the Platinum Dragon and World Title matches. First of all, defending the Platinum Dragon Championship against Killa Neptune. And considering those two...
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing about the fact that this is like the first time this month the fans are going to get to see Killa Neptune versus STB.
No, I know. For some reason, Randy has Randy's whatever procedure he uses to determine matchups has got these two squaring off quite a bit.
I personally think he uses a dartboard.
Yeah, I don't know. But STB, Killa Neptune, and, I don't know about the other match. I know that this is going to be the third match between the two. I do know Killa won the first match between the two of them, but it wasn't for the Platinum Dragon Championship, certainly. And STB certainly does not want to lose that title. He's on quite the run with it himself, having held it since, I want to say, Rataversary. Let me double-check
my... It's been a minute.
No, since Immortal 10.
He's coming up on a year if he gets through Love Hurts.
He is. He will be coming up on a year if he does get past that. Now, that would be... somehow that would only still be the fourth longest Platinum Dragon reign if he does get...
Well, yeah, but look at who else has held that belt.
Yeah. I mean, Mithras had it for 483 days. Griffith, 469. And 376. So, he's got a little ways to go, but he doesn't want to lose it. I'm sure he'd love to go for that record. Killa Neptune, is he a strong contender? Is he a strong threat to STB tomorrow? And is the conspiracy going to play a part in it that he's supposedly going to reveal tomorrow at Love Earth?
That's the thing that I think is going to determine the outcome of this match more than anything else. Killa has been telling us for the last few weeks that the conspiracy ends at Love Hurts, that everything's going to be revealed tomorrow. And I really think it depends on what that reveal is. If that reveal is something that's favorable to Killa, I think that he's going to take that belt away from STB. If that reveal is like bad news, then I don't think that things are going to change. So I'm curious to see just when at Love Hurts that conspiracy is going to be unmasked. Kind of hope that it doesn't mean that Killa's going to be unmasked, because I'm kind of afraid of what he looks like under there. But I think Killa is capable of taking that belt off of STB. And much like folks seem to overlook Mark Corcoran because he's such a nice person and does all these good things for other folks, I think people overlook Killa because he's goofy and he's funny and he's always got to joke. But I think people need to remember that he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. He has accomplished a lot. He has held almost every belt in this company. And there's no reason why he couldn't become Platinum Dragon Champion tomorrow. So I'm gonna say I hope the conspiracy turns out well for him, and that he does take that belt away from STB. So I'm gonna pick Killa.
That's tough. I rarely ever pick against STB, and I do think that Killa is due a major title here in RAWF. It's been a while since we've seen him hold a major title. He's been Superstars champion, and a good one, especially a victory over the Immortal Griffith this past week was impressive. Well. Okay. Let's just say it was a surprise that Killa Neptune is still a Superstars champion.
What I will say, and Mark Corker points out that this would be a record set in Platinum Dragon win for Killa in terms of the number of times he's held the belt, if he takes the belt away from STB tomorrow. I guess it just depends on how seriously he's taken this. Because we have seen what happens when Killa gets kind of burnt out on stuff and he just kind of goes through the motions and don't care no more. And that's, again, why I think that the end result of this conspiracy is going to matter. I'm interested to see what that is. But I do think that conspiracy, whatever it is going to affect the outcome of that match.
All right. Then we turn to the main event, and SCB has an opportunity, if he does retain the Platinum Dragon Championship, he has an opportunity to possibly go to Immortal 11 as both World Heavyweight and Platinum Dragon Champion if he can the newly crowned RAWF World Champion, Chris Cage. And, you know, you hate to see a champion lose the title so quickly after winning it. And, you know, he's been a hell of a champion as far as the public eye goes. He's certainly sold a lot of merch. He's really represented RAWF, in my opinion, in a very positive way since winning the title. That being said, STB is determined to finally get his hands on that world championship. This will be his third or fourth shot at it in the last year. Does that happen for STB tomorrow, or does Chris Cage go on to Immortal as the World Heavyweight Champion? Your thoughts, Maeve?
This is the one that I think is the hardest to call. I mean, obviously world title matches usually shouldn't be a slam dunk, as it were. You want it to be a good match. You want it to be closely contested. You want both champion and challenger to be at the peak of their game. And that's usually the case here in RAWF. The concerns that I have for Chris retaining are the fact that STB has been this close this many times, and I know that frustration builds up. Believe me, I've been there. I've been the one who's been challenging for the third time in 4 months, and the frustration keeps building. And part of the difficulty for STB is that it's not always been the same person he's gone up against. And you can't fight Chris Cage the way you'd fight English. That just won't work for you. I think part of why I think that Killa has the edge in the Platinum Dragon, because if I had my druthers between being world champion going to Immortal and being Platinum Dragon champion going to Immortal, there's no question I'd rather be world champion. I want to headline Immortal if I can do it. So I think if STB's smart, that's where his focus is going to be. The Platinum Dragon title is important to the company. It's the heart and soul of the company. But it's not the same as being the world champion at Immortal. So I think that's where his attention is going to be focused. But much like with Chris Cage's other match, it comes down to what version of Chris Cage do we get tomorrow? If we get the one that we've been seeing, who's been serious, who's been working hard, who's been, carrying the standard as an RAWF world champion for the last few weeks, I think he retains easy. If he starts showing these signs of distraction that I've been seeing out of him here and there, then I think that he runs the risk of losing that belt embarrassingly quick. So stay focused tomorrow, Chris. Don't get distracted by what other people are saying, what other people are doing. When you get into that ring, it's you and it's STB. And I think, given everything that you've done, you deserve to go into Immortal as the champion if you possibly can.
It is going to be one hell of a main event tomorrow. Chris Cage defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Simply the Best. STB with a lot on the line tomorrow, as does Chris Cage. So it is going to be a hell of a happening tomorrow at Love Hurts. And, okay, sorry, I just got a text from Randy. He'll be here momentarily. But we're going to take a quick song break. When we return, we'll be talking with Randy. We'll be talking more with Maeve. We've got the First Lady of Anarchy returning to talk to us. Paragon of Greatness, I believe Extreme Enigma is around, and probably the Immortal Griffith as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Be right back. RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. And I got to love the spirit of the chat tonight. People are just, they're talking their shit. They're smacking their gums. And I'm loving some of the things they're saying, Maeve. It's very interesting indeed.
What's it that they say? Controversy sells or something like that?
You know, there's people have different opinions, and it's very interesting.
But I am correct in saying that the Platinum Dragon title is literally called the Heart and Soul of RAWF, correct?
Indeed, it is the heart and soul of RAWF. It is.
And I even said as much as FCD out there said. Like, given my druthers, if I had to choose between being Platinum Dragon Champion and being World Champion going into Immortal, I would pick World Champion. It's not to slag off on the Platinum Dragon title. It's just that, you know, that's the marquee match at the biggest pay-per-view in our business. And
yeah,
if you're not
exactly
here trying to do that, what are you here for?
Don't get me wrong. Both titles have their history. Both titles have their prestige. The reason the Platinum Dragon is called the heart and soul of RAWF is it was made, in the name of a man who epitomized what RAWF was all about. It was named in his honor, and we still try to strive to the things that he talked about, the things that he enjoyed. And of course, being RAWF World Heavyweight Champion means you're the face of RAWF. I mean, it is a title in RAWF. So either title, there is no, I mean, some people look at it as equal titles. I'm not going to argue with them. Some people see the world title as heads and shoulders above. I'm still not going to argue with them because everyone sees things in a different light. But to me, both titles extremely important, and I have always cherished the Platinum Dragon Championship. I'm even a former Platinum Dragon Champion, and very proud of that fact. So, you know, everyone sees everything.
I think what we can all agree
different on,
though, is that a belt here in RAWF means more than a belt anywhere else. And I say that as someone who's held multiple belts in multiple companies.
Yes, absolutely.
I know you won't say it because you have to be professional, but I don't have to be professional when I can say it. RAWF belts mean more.
Well, at any rate, let's talk about Immortal 11 first of all. That comes to you live from from Reliance Stadium in Houston, and it is March. Where's my calendar? Right here. I have several.
Did you lose it?
I lost my calendar. March 31st, ladies and gentlemen, the last day of March, will be Immortal 11 live from Houston's Reliance Stadium. And, of course, that marks three important things, a slate of great matches, the start of the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament and the naming of the members of this year's class of the RAWF Hall of Fame. But let's talk about the second one, the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Xanthar Memorial Tournament. I want to switch from it not just being about Xanthar, not that I love Xanthar, Miss Xanthar, and it is always going to be the Xanthar because he was. But it also should be a remembrance of some of the folks that we have lost over the years from our RAWF, like Spicy, Tank Girl, Shell Kneebreaker, White Lightning, Dr. Payne, Yvonne. I mean, it should be a celebration of lives that made us RAWF better, and that's what I'm trying to do with this year's Xanthar. And donations, I am hoping to get that scene started tomorrow. I know it's going to be a task because I do have a pay-per-view to do tomorrow, but we're going to try to get that going tomorrow.
If only you had GMs who could help you do those sorts of things, boss man.
Well, you and I need to talk then. All right. hoping to start the donations for Xanthar tomorrow, but Immortal 11 is going to be the biggest pay-per-view in RAWF history. The journey to Immortal starts tomorrow at Love Hurts. It determines who will go to Immortal as champions, who will go, and of course, the matches for this period, this rankings period that you just read off, is also, that's what determines the contenders for Immortal as well. So the journey to Immortal, we are in full swing right now. And so looking forward to that.
No pressure on any of you folks that Love Hurts.
No pressure,
tomorrow,
folks.
But, it just determines what you're going to be doing for Immortal, that's all.
Yes. Yes. Ezekiel, Canadian Enforcer, was a part of RAWF at one time. So, yeah, he would be included in that list. He is actually a two-time RAWF world champion back in the day with Canadian Enforcer. So, the national title is certainly not lacking in prestige. All of the RAWF titles have prestige of their own and are titles highly sought after. And I try not to weigh others heavier than others, but when you got a world title as opposed to say the Fuwar City title, it's kind of hard to say, well, I'd rather, but anyways, that's all rigmarole. Anyways.
You're getting lost in the sauce, boss.
Oh yes. Of course it was. Let's see. Yeah. Absolutely. We have so many people that we've lost. And make sure I get this. Because I actually have a division in RAWF that's Memorial. And Abigail, yes, Abigail Haynes, certainly a big important part of RAWF back in the day. Losing her was a huge blow. Definitely. So all of those people, this year's Xanthar dedicated to all of those folks. Unfortunately, can't have a memorial tournament for each and every one of them, so we're just going to combine it into one and remember these folks with this year's Xanthar. Hopefully donations will start tomorrow. All right. With that being said, let's get to some interviews. Let's talk to some people. And the first one I'd like to talk to, I'd like to bring back the First Lady of Anarchy. Coogs, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
You've missed that.
I do. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Coogs, especially around this time of year. So first of all, congratulations are in order. They were actually in order over a month ago, and I just didn't realize it. I apologize for that. But you now hold the record for the longest estrogen reign in RAWF history at 224 days, I do believe is what I counted. So an accomplishment in itself. You also hold the record for the most days holding the estrogen title. That title, we could almost rename it the Cougar, and it would fit the Cougar Championship, and it would fit because that title has been a huge part of your RAWF career, and you're kind of synonymous with that title. So no offense to other champions like yourself, Maeve, but I mean, the numbers don't lie. And so tomorrow at Love Hurts, facing a former two-time estrogen champion in DW, I don't think there's any love lost between you two, and I know you would definitely want to go to Immortal 11 as the estrogen champion. So your thoughts on defending against DW tomorrow at Love Hurts?
DW is going to have a disadvantage that the other five people that I faced during this particular reign didn't have, because I have lost a tremendous amount of weight in the last couple months, and a very cumbersome belly.
That's true.
This is the part where you congratulate her boss man.
Congratulations, Cougs. The bun finally came out of the oven.
Last month.
Wow. You know, it is so hard to keep track of unstoppable pregnancies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are dropping something. I'm just saying. And there's usually the gestation period varies when you're in unstoppable for some reason. I don't know why, but anyways.
We were just quiet about it this time.
So congratulations.
We just
and
didn't was advertised this time.
Boy or girl? Or
little
boy or girl?
His name is Xavier.
Xavier. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So here in a couple of weeks, we'll see him make his RAWF debut, right?
No.
Oh, shoot. Congratulations, Cougs. Congratulations. And that makes how many kids now?
Oh, good God.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got Allie. We've got Allie. We had Abby. We had Akuma and his brother, Damien, which there's a question there that I'm not going to go into. We've got the twins. We have Xavier. So seven?
Wow. Adding another branch to that ever-growing Wrestler Unstoppable family tree.
I don't know if you'll be Wrestler Unstoppable.
I might
switch
that
him to mid school.
So, with that being said, DW at a disadvantage because she's going to be facing a slim trim First Lady of Anarchy, and who definitely wants to go to Immortal as Estrogen Champion, I'm sure. So, any words? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't mind having that magical year behind my name holding that title. So, yeah, I guess we'll have to go to my second favorite PPV with me holding on to that title, which would be Philadelphia Freedom.
Ah, that's your second favorite, huh? I'm partial
that is my
to Rat.
Second favorite.
Ah, I'm partial to Rataversary as my second favorite. So, but that's me.
No,
but
Rataversary
yeah
is my favorite.
Oh, Rataversary. Wait. Is Immortal in the top three?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
It's okay. Number three. Immortal is number three. Rataversary is my favorite because my anniversary is right around Rataversary.
Ah, all right. Fair enough. And yes, Rataversary is going to be a fun year this year, I have a feeling. But we got a ways before we get there. Let's get past Love Hurts before we start thinking about anything Rataversary. All right. So, any thoughts, any words, anything to say to DW? Because I know she does listen.
We've recently had quite a few battles. Do not expect the same person you've been fighting to show up tomorrow. It'll be a completely different person.
She's calling in a ringer, folks. You heard it here first.
Maeve, anything to ask Coogs?
Nothing to ask Coogs because I've already said that I think that she's going to hold on to that belt. But I do want to pass on that Enigma wants you to stick around. I think they have a question for you, probably about anything goes once they get on air. So if you can float around and hold on for that, that would be appreciated.
I will try.
Thank you, Coogs.
All right. So, Coogs, on another note, I mentioned the Xanther and how I'm encompassing those we have lost, and I know there's a couple of names on there. I don't, pull on the tug heartstrings in Abby and White Lightning. Probably there might be one or two others as well. But, I want to represent them as well this year. You have any ideas on anything we can do with this year's Xanther to remember all of them?
Be a annual thing or just this year?
That I'm not sure. I want to say annual thing, but I never, I try not to plan that far ahead. So I was thinking I was going to do it this year and see how it goes.
Okay. Other than making an inclusive name, I don't know what you could really do as far as doing it to include everybody. So I don't know if you'd want it to be RAWF, Xanthers Memorial Tournament, the Xanthers Remembers the Fallen. I that's the only thing I could think of is by changing the name. That's why when we do the ones that we started for Abby and White Lightning, it's not the Abby and White Lightning Memorial Tournament. It is a Avenging Memorial Awareness Tournament.
Right. Griffith, for Yvonne, you can make one of the prizes truth doing a 15-minute rant about the winner. Well, how's that a prize? I mean, everybody
pay good
wins.
Money for that.
Everybody wins when he does that. But at any rate, all right. Well, thank you, Coogs. I appreciate your time and stick around. Well, actually, since he asked for your attention, let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Anything Goes champion who will defend that title tomorrow against the Paragon of Greatness at Love Hurt in a submission match. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, apparently your entrance music not impressing anybody, Enigma. The Extreme Enigma, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Enigma.
Y'all still know good music when you hear it, I'm just saying.
You're literally the only one who likes that, so I think probably the problem is with you.
Anyways.
You had something you wanted to say to Coogs. She's a busy woman.
Yeah, you are correct. Coogs, are you still here with us?
Yes.
There it is. There's the line she said. Okay, well. No, you made, you said something very special, specific earlier tonight. You said White Lightning is moving as fast as lightning. You said, what, 20 matches done, 24 hours, something like that?
Correct. 20 of the 28 are already done.
There's something to be said about me being overly confident in damn near everything I do. Now, this is a little bit, I have a bit of a selfish request as the matches wind down and things move on forward. Upcoming, we have one of, arguably to some, the biggest event being Immortal, right? I know you do things a certain mm-hmm. way in White Lightning, but hear me out on something. Like, from what I understand, you do the White Lightning Championship early as a superstar as possible, correct?
Correct.
If I somehow, you know, climb the mountain, beat out everybody, got some tough competition, especially Paragon Clearinghouse, I have a selfish request here. If I get that shot, would you be willing to grant me that at Immortal against Chris?
That's something I would have to discuss with Chris and LA and possibly another competitor.
Very valid, very valid. I definitely don't expect it, but, you know, all professionality here, I'm not going to say this, that, or the other thing about Anarchy. You know my feelings with Chris. I just think, like, I'm thinking bigger picture. I'm thinking bigger stage. But at the end of the day, you're the boss.
I agree with that, and I probably would not have an issue with it. But, again, it is my champion's title, and as long as he stays within the rules, I generally let him decide if he wants to pick his own person when he wins the division. He gets to say whether or not he wants to accept a challenge from somebody before the season is completed. So I communicate a lot with my champions, and I communicate with LA a lot. So I would have to speak with those two. And again, there is a strong possibility looking at the current only. This isn't even adding in the match points yet. Just the trash talk points. Right now, we are looking at a possible triple threat.
Hmm. Very interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Well, as you said,
I will discuss it with LA and
yes,
with them, and then I will let you know.
There you go.
Good boss, lady. I appreciate you hearing me out.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Appreciate it. And if that situation does come up, there will definitely be some communication. But Enigma, one thing you do know is that you do have a title defense tomorrow against the Paragon of Greatness. And we all know that the DOC has its issues with POG. And tomorrow is a chance for you to possibly deal out some punishment to the Paragon of Greatness, especially after the loss a couple weeks ago. So a little bit of revenge, possibly. So talk to me about this title match against Paragon.
Yeah, Paragon and I have run the gauntlet a few times at this point. I'd say the same thing every now and then. Big guy, big match. Look, it pisses me off, but I lost last time we were in a match together. This is a whole different environment, though. This goes beyond our war, DOC versus the big purple. It's just me and him in a ring. Granted, that was the same situation last time. You can say this or that. But ever since I got this Anything Goes title around my waist, I've been feeling some kind of way. It's almost like the confidence level that old Chrissy boy has over there, whether he's deranged and stabbing or sitting in a corner with, called now Stuart, Stu Little, whatever.
Huh?
What I'm trying
say
to say
again.
Here is that my brain's just been all over the place lately, you know, trying to focus on White Lightning, having to deal with this ongoing war, and now I have to deal with Paragon again. But what I'm trying to say here is I'm feeling confident going into it.
Well, good. I mean, you should be. You're the champion and a champion's advantage. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, your record on pay-per-view here in RAWF, a little bit lacking. So a big win over the Paragon of Greatness in any match on a pay-per-view is a huge deal. So certainly you are going to want to win that match tomorrow, if for nothing else than to save face. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, you got it there. I made sure to go about my decision-making process going into this match very carefully. I chose the match stipulation for a very specific reason, even so, you could say that.
Yeah, a submission match. That's an interesting choice. I mean, you could have gone any way with this, could have, you know, but why a submission match?
2023, like I said before, was the reinvention of myself. And I found a little something deep down inside of me. It was there, but I found out that I can tap into it just a little bit more than face value. I got a whole lot of anger and spite inside of me. I got some unresolved issues. I got some unresolved losses that pile up over time, and it just makes me more angry as I go on. Now, I'm not going to start letting my hair grow out in front of my face, attacking cameramen for the hell of it, because I'll take any chance to take a stab, metaphorically, at Chris there. But I'm starting to feel just a little more, I'll take the pun, unhinged going into this year. So you take the unhinged elements, put it into a submission match, gives me the opportunity to take Paragon, take the big superhero of RAWF, and slowly choke him unconscious. My big move, my big finishing move, the crowd killer lapel lock. It is specifically made to drain the consciousness out of somebody until they're left limp, helpless, and of course the loser.
Wow. Okay. Well, Maeve, anything you have to ask Enigma? Anything you'd like to know before?
I mean, I'll go ahead and ask it, although I don't expect to get a sensible answer out of you. What is your personal problem with Moore Corcoran? What did Moore Corcoran do to get your attention in this way?
Oh, my God. You got me repeating myself over and over again. But you're somewhat
you
okay to look at,
question.
So I'll repeat it. I'm answering it for you, so give me a moment. The deal I have with Moore Corcoran, however you're pronouncing it at me, I fucking can't stand. He is the epitome, along with Undertaker, along with before I realized that he could kick my ass five ways in 5 minutes, along with Griffiths when I first came here, the epitome of my issue with a company like RAWF. We have these big names, always talked about as the be-all, end-all, the Mount Rushmore, the best of the best. More often than not, that title's undeserving. It was deserving back when they initially got it, and nowadays they're wallowing in their own self-earned like greatness. And what are they doing with it nowadays? What has Paragon done until we finally forced his hand and forced him to take things seriously here when the DLC started going after him? Name one thing
that
Paragon
did. The
fact
that you have to ask that question tells me that you ain't been paying a bit of attention. You're sitting there and seriously asking us to consider what has Moore Corcoran done in the last few years. You're serious when you ask this question.
Serious.
All right. So besides setting almost every record known to man, Moore Corcoran is a GM in this company. Moore Corcoran is someone who has gone out of his way to elevate everyone that he comes in contact with, including your poxy little group. No one would give two shites about you if you weren't facing Moore Corcoran. And for all that you're saying, oh, we're going after Moore Corcoran so we can get attention. Yeah, the attention you're getting is that he's kicked every single one of your arses. That's the kind of attention you want for the DOC.
See, you're talking about the individual battles. We're not losing the war. The war is still going on here. Individual losses, just little puny things. We're going to leave him broken and battered when all things are said and done.
Precious, that you really believe what you're saying. Take it from me, Enigma, as someone who has gone down that road of fighting that fight against Moore Corcoran to prove a point. It ain't going to work. And you know why? Because at the end of the day, you are a tiny blip on the radar of that man's career, on the radar of that man's existence. It don't matter how many times you come after him. It don't signify. And again, you're talking about this like grand war. I don't see what kind of war is won by losing every single battle. That's not how anything works. But go on. Keep telling yourself that you've got this brilliant plan set up, and I will be waiting here to collect the pieces that Moore Corcoran leaves of you.
You think it's just me. It's a conglomerate of effort. We are all putting pieces, getting closer and closer to our trump card, Maeve. It's not that simple.
All right. Look, let me hold my partner back here for a minute. Hold on, Maeve. Wow, okay. I agree. with me, with what she's saying. But I understand where you guys are coming from as well, Enigma. But we need to discuss other things. You not only called out, you not only have your match with Paragon, you decided to call out his partner, Knox Boogie, tomorrow for a match at Love Hurts. And I'm curious why you did that.
Just for the hell of it, really. I mean, does everything need a reason that way? I mean, I have called you out partially out of pure spite, but just because you were just a fun little thing to do on a weekend.
Okay. Well, you've got your match because your Anything Goes title matches cannot be your rankings match because of the nature of the match. But you will have a rankings match against Knox Boogie tomorrow as well. So you got that. And with that being said, Enigma, a big night for you and the DOC tomorrow. Any bold predictions on how your other members of the DOC are going to do?
Your domination. We got one match where there's basically no losing because it's an easy single out, fight amongst ourselves situation. We got Conk going on to dominate. I could talk all day about my brethren, but honestly, I'm going to continue a little selfishness rant. Tomorrow, me and Paragon, easy and done. After Paragon, it's White Lightning, and I'm going to take care of things like I always do. I'm rising up. I'm getting better. And nobody, not even Maeve over here, the loudmouth Irish, can stop me. It's going to be
easy
one,
now.
Two, three, no matter who. Because the bastard is here, and the bastard is going to keep doing what he does, and this interview is fucking over.
All right.
I reckon they wanted to leave before I pointed out that all they've done is lose to Mor Corkra and several other of those names that they complained about so much. But, you know, that's none of my business.
Ah, wow. So that is a habit. Enigma is certainly very vocal. And Maeve, you got fired up there. Wow. I was worried we're going to get...
I'm sick and sick and tired of folks coming in here who ain't been in RAWF but for a cup of coffee, thinking that they know how things are done here. This is my home company for a reason. I love RAWF, and I'm not going to sit here and watch people slag off on the history of a company that they barely deserve to lace the boots of folks who've been here longer than them.
Ah, and that is why you are not just a Hall of Famer in RAWF, but all of Unstoppable. All righty. So, wow, where do we go with that? From that, I think we need to go to another member of the DOC, bring him back.
Do we really?
He's the quiet member of the DOC, but he happens to be here tonight, and I'm curious what his take on all this, because we all said he is the quiet one. Razor? Are you there?
Yes, L.A.
We went from Winnie the Pooh to Eeyore here. What the hell? Okay, Razor.
Razor's just feeling a certain kind of way because he knows he's only going to have that after hours belt one more week.
Ooh. Damn. So, yes, Razor. Where do you – you've been listening to – and I'm sure you've been watching what all's been going on here with your fellow members of DOC, but you are indeed the quiet one. Do you have an opinion on everything that's going on here?
Oh, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say, I guess, but in the end, there's a motivating factor behind it all, but it can't be revealed yet.
Because no one's told you, because you haven't been at the meetings, have you?
Well, I've been at the meetings, and I know what it is, but as I said, it can't be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let's forget about the DOC then for a moment. What are your feelings toward the Paragon of Greatness, since the rest of the group seems to be pretty hostile towards him?
You know, I have respect for Paragon for what he has done. He's a tough individual to fight. I think that a lot of the other members are kind of jealous of all the love he gets, I guess, for his past accomplishments.
Okay.
Myself, like I said, I got a lot of respect for the man. I don't really have any kind of a grudge against him, but in the end, all I can say is it is what it is, and people will have their opinions.
He's not really giving us an answer either, is he, Maeve?
I'm telling you, none of them know what the feck is going on. They've all either lost the feckin' plot or never had it to begin with. But I'll ask you, Razor, because you weren't here last week when McCorker were inquiring about you. So I'll ask you, how do you think that this is going to play out when every single member of your little faction has lost in a humiliating fashion to McCorker? Is this still part of this grand plan that you can't reveal?
Well, you know, he hasn't faced a couple of us yet, and
are you sitting here and you're telling me with a straight face that you think you're going to go out there and beat McCorker? Because I'd pay good money to see that.
You know, I'm going to do my best if it comes down to it.
We'll see what happens.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a text from Randy.
Oh, I think he's supposed to have been here by now.
He says he's almost here, but he is revealing that, well, Razor, that confrontation will happen tomorrow at Love Hurts when you take on the Paragon of Greatness in a rankings match.
Well, well, well.
So, you're going to get your opportunity.
I personally cannot
Razor.
Wait to see that match.
I'm sure it's going to be a barn burner.
Well, I
will say this, as you know, and as Paragon has said himself in the past, his very first match in RAWF, I defeated him.
And what's your record been like against him since then?
To be honest, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's probably 50-50, I would say.
Well, we will find out tomorrow at Love Hurts, Razor, when you take on the Paragon of Greatness. Good luck to you on that.
I'm sure I'm going to need it. Thanks.
All right. So, wow. Paragon is going to be all about the DOC tomorrow at Love Hurts, Maeve, taking on Conk and Natalya in a tag team match, taking on Enigma for the Indian Ghost title, and now taking on The Razor. I mean, if he wants to get anything done against the DOC, he's certainly going to do it tomorrow, to say it the least. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't be the DOC for a mint of money.
Right, I agree. Certainly is not going to be.
There he is.
Much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Your boss, say, Maeve, wait, where's old Vegan? Where did I miss? What's going on? I wasn't expecting to see you here, Miss Maeve. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Randy. How you been keeping?
Why are you all of a sudden shaking, Randy? No reason, boss. Congratulations there, Maeve, on Hall of Fame. That was really cool. And your speech was awesome. Let me tell you, your speech, and you're looking better every day. I'm telling you right now.
Get your lips off me, Arthur, Randy, and tell me what you got to say, because you're looking awful suspicious.
Spit
it out.
Randy, what's wrong with you? You've never this. I've seen you like you've never been like this around her. Even though you know, what's well, you know, I got this process. You know what I'm saying for matches and whatnot for Love Hurts the Ball and she ain't always been happy with who I chosen. You know what I'm saying? Although sometimes she surprises me. Like time I thought she was gonna be mad because she had to face Eva or Paragon, you know, I don't think I'm going to get that this time.
What have you done, Randall?
Well, you see, this, like I said, this is totally random, totally random, and, well, you may be facing, tomorrow on at Love Hurts.
I might be doing what now?
Who did you say she's facing? Oh, she's going one-on-one with Little Griffith. Did you just say...
Randall.
Did you just say who I think you said? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Slauncha English,
Mortal Griffith.
Keaton Irish. L.A. Randy.
Yeah, hey. Are we good? Everything good?
I don't have a problem. I think it's funny.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
I mean...
We were just commenting last week that we didn't have plans for Love Hurts.
I mean, you know, I, like I said, I get nervous when I pick when your matches come out, Maeve. I'm always scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got
that. Why would
you
be scared of me, Randy?
That caliber dude. Right?
English, am I scary?
No, look at this wee little lass here. Why would you be afraid of her? Delicate as a kitten she is.
You know what they say about redheads, right?
They have a few things they say about redheads.
Well, you know, other than the good stuff.
Before you continue that, I'll remind you that Cougs is still in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a lot of redheads here in IAWF, but, you know, did she just growl at me?
I think she did.
It's your go-to. Be lucky she didn't kick you.
anyways, I get nervous. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you did.
Oh,
you know,
I make Randy nervous. Ain't that cute?
Well, just say it.
Just a guess.
Actually, it kind of makes me nauseous, but that's beside the point. All right, so the Immortal Griffith versus Maeve O'Hare, and I don't think you two have ever faced off on pay-per-view that I can remember. On Superstars a few times, maybe, but never on pay-per-view. Am I right?
I don't think so.
Well, I can't remember as we have. I think it's always been Superstars or Rankins.
Yeah. But look, there's a grand tradition back in the days of RAWF that Love Hurt liked to put partners against each other one way or another. And, you know, who better for the Immortal Griffith to face than the best tag partner he's ever had? Like, it's very simple. You know, it's all about Love Hurt. It's going to be putting partners against each other. Of course you're going to face the two greatest tag wrestlers in all the world against one another. Why would you not do that? It just makes sense to me.
See, boss, I told you it'd work out. What? Huh? You never... Okay. All right. Well, this is definitely going to be a hell of a match. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the journey to immortal for you two goes through each other tomorrow at Love Hurts. And
make it sound filthy, why don't you?
I didn't mean to say it. Like, did it sound bad? I thought it made sense. Could have sounded bad there, boss. You know, a little, like she said, a little dirty. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Randolph.
I know what you're saying. I heard it too.
So, you're both here. You both have a match tomorrow against each other. What do you have to say to each other? I'll start with Maeve.
Put me on the spot, why don't you? I always have a good time with English. I have a slightly less good of a time when he's kicking my arse, but it is what it is. It's what I signed up for.
You say I talk dirty?
What, because he's kicking my arse?
Because you always
have you met
time.
Him? That's what he does.
Look, she said you talk dirty. She didn't say she didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm innocent.
Yeah, something, I'm sure.
I were not the cause of the Irish potato famine.
I've seen you eat potatoes. I'm not sure that's true.
Not old enough for that.
Yeah, fair.
There's only one person in this booth who were around for that, and it weren't me.
Elaine, I think she just called you old.
Well, that's only make up for the fact that he called Conk old earlier.
That's true. Good point.
I mean, I've never said I wasn't old. I just don't remember a lot of my youth.
Well, that's because you were in a punk band.
I mean, to be fair, if I had to grow up in Cleveland, I'd probably block that out, too.
I'm just
so glad that you've got both of the Godslayers in the booth with you right now.
I am. Plus, we got Paragon of Greatness out there reminding everybody what the name of that band was. Goodness. At any rate.
But I think it's going to be fun, as English already said. What's more fitting than to put the Godslayers up against one another at Love Hurts? I've faced partners before at Love Hurts, and it's always been an interesting time. But I can't think of anyone I'd rather spend the pay-per-view with than my partner.
Interestingly, I've never faced a partner at Love Hurts because I believe this is the first Love Hurts in the time I've been in the company where I was not involved in title match.
I think you're right. It's certainly the first one since I've been here where you didn't have some sort of title match or other.
So it'll be fun. All right.
Big time match tomorrow.
Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. We're in the ring.
I'm certain you're going to try. You always do.
Did she just call me trying?
Wouldn't be the first time.
I often call you trying, you vain creature.
That's true.
All right. So, Griff, now that we know that's how all that happened, I want to talk to you about last week's title match against Killer Neptune. And, well, anything you have to say about that?
I mean, do I need to say more than I said in the match?
No.
I mean, look, I said at the time, you know, I've said since I lost the world title that I kind of like this light feeling I have right now of not carrying around any of the gold. And you know, while you know, it was definitely within my grasp there, I made a decision, and that was, you know, I've been told many times over the years that I'm not paranoid, right? I'm not the tide that raises all ships. That I'm the one who buries people. I'm the shovel that buries careers. And look, there have been times where that's true. You know, people get on my bad side and they find out why that's a bad idea. But you know, I feel like I don't get enough credit for the things I do for this locker room and for this company to try and bring people up. And this was a case of that. I'm not looking to get back to the world title right now. Like, I feel like it's time to let the spotlight find its place, right? And, but there's a thing I've wanted to see for a really long time, and I've never gotten to see it. And that is RAWF World Champion, Killer Neptune. And I really want to see that. And I realize I can take this belt from him and jeopardize his chances of getting into that position, or I can walk away and make sure that I am not the reason he doesn't get there. And, you know, maybe I am a vain creature because I did what amused me best, which was set up a pathway for him to get into that main event.
This is true. I mean, Killer right now is on track to be in a world title contender match. If things continue the way it's going, it may be Killer Neptune,
I mean,
in the main event at Immortal.
Earlier, he's in second right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second only to his brother, who won the extra points tourney.
Correct.
And I got to ask, and maybe you don't know this off the top of your head, if you take the extra points tourney out, is Paragon still in first?
The answer is no.
So outside of the extra points tourney, which, look, I have gotten myself in the first place with that tourney many a time. I am not disrespecting it at all. But outside of that, in the normal weekly progress of the company, if not for that tournament, Killer Neptune would be in first place right now.
Correct. But Paragon would only fall to second.
Sure. I'm not trying to disrespect Paragon whatsoever. I'm just trying to point out why I have faith in Killer Neptune.
All right. Well, then, should be an interesting answer. Not one that I was expecting, but... With that being said, we could be going into Immortal season without you being in a title match at Immortal. What are you going to do for Immortal if that's the case? Leave it up to Randolph here again?
Well, I'm assuming I'm not going to be at this point. I mean, I didn't hear my name on tonight's number on tonight's list. I've been kind of frankly lazy this month. So I have no idea. I'm sure I'll get myself into some situation or another between now and Immortal.
All right.
Maybe I'll make a challenge. I just have to get back into the top 25 and make sure I can make a challenge.
Very true. All right, Griff, thank you for your time, and good luck tomorrow against Maeve.
Thank you.
Randy, you feel better now? I'm a bit relieved. I thought maybe I'd get punched, just get the old socceroo from Maeve over there, but she don't seem to be too upset, so I'm good. We good then.
Why would I punch you when you're letting me spend time with my favorite person?
I get nervous because I know that there've been times when you've called from my head, on air. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So I get a little nervous.
I mean, that's true. That is a thing I've done.
Well, you know, I get nervous when I see when something comes up and it ain't me picking them. It's me, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. Whew. I feel much better now. Yeah. All right. So what other matchups, Randy, do we have for tomorrow's Love Hurts that we may not know about? All right. Yeah, I got that. All right, gotcha. But, by the way, Randy, I have extended the show an extra 30 minutes because we do have at least a couple more people to talk to, but go ahead there. So, yeah, I got Money Sue versus Stryker here with who? Billy Gunn versus Uber Vegan TPO. I got, let's see. Eva taking on that guy, the minion, the guy who just made the top 25. The one, he's not yellow. I can vouch for that. We got, as mentioned earlier, Paragon versus Razor. How did Razor take that? Pretty, about as good as you expect. All right, but yeah. I got them all right here if you need me, boss. I'll just go over here and, enjoy some Mad Dog, if you don't mind. Oh, God, yes. Just keep that stuff away from us, okay? No problem, boss.
I mean, I have to say, it is a pretty color. I don't know that I'd want to drink it, but it's a pretty color.
All right. Apparently, Coogs needs to come back and ask you a question. Coogs?
Yes. What's on your mind, Sugs?
Chaz had an emergency and had to step away, but he did want me to attempt to speak on his behalf. He remembered you had a question for him.
Oh, yeah. My question were about, does Los Angeles have a specific style of pizza? I've noticed that a lot of places in America have pizza that they brag about, and I were going to ask him if there were a specific type of pizza that is local to Los Angeles, since he's the expert.
Oh, I see. Okay, give me just a second, and I'll see if I can get him to answer that. I'm going to go with something, what is that, chicken pizza? Chicken margarita or some crap like that?
I don't know. All I know is that everywhere in Chicago serves this thing that English calls a weird casserole.
Okay. No, I've know that there was like chicken margarita for a while when I was out there visiting. Lots of veggie pizzas out there. I think I even saw one with avocado on it out there. But he's messaging me now. Hang on. Or not.
I mean, and tell him that he's welcome to message me privately about it. It's more just a curious question I had.
I quickly Googled it for you, Maeve, and it looks like it's called California-style pizza. It's vegan and has arugula on top of it.
Well, if it's vegan, then that means it don't have cheese on it. What's the feckin' point?
Maybe my Google
no,
food.
No, there's vegan cheese.
That's not real cheese.
Well, true, but, you know. We are talking about the land of the fruits and nuts.
I like fruits and I like nuts, but I don't want to eat not cheese on my pizza. The two foods I like best in all the world are potatoes and cheese. So,
oh, have you had a potato crusted pizza?
I have not, but now I need to find one.
Oh my gosh!
We're gonna have to put the pizza talk, the cuisine talk, on for another show. We only got a little while to go. We still got some people to talk to. Coogs, have Chaz message Maeve with that answer. All right, but
will do.
Speaking of nuts, our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only.
Big long song for everybody.
gentlemen, he is Draven Blackbird joining us, the master of the straitjacket himself. How are you tonight, sir?
I am feeling sexcellent.
Sexcellent?
That
is the word.
What a thing to say, Draven.
It is, isn't it? It's a new word. I'm going to make it public. Oh, that was my head.
So, Draven, good old friend, old friend from back in the day. How are you?
Oh, yes. I am doing great. The movie's over with. Everything's doing great. I'll let you guys know when I'm allowed to announce anything.
All right.
Did it turn out well, though?
I have a black eye.
Were you meant to have a black eye?
Yes.
Well, then, congratulations.
Thank you. And you're beautiful, too. Don't ever forget that. Don't let the monkeys tell you differently.
Oh, I own mirrors. I know how good I look.
I know. Confidence is a good thing. Yeah. So, L.A.
So, Draven, what's up?
I have something to announce to you. I have been sucking very much, and I apologize.
This is not that kind of show.
Oh, not that kind. I wasn't in that kind of movie. Though, that would be pretty nice, though. But I don't think my wife would like it, though.
I've heard of people getting bruises and such from that.
I mean, well, have you met the women I've been around? we're going to end it there before she gets on here and, you know, since I've been on a losing streak still, I'd like to say something about that.
Okay.
The one thing that I will honestly tell you and anybody else, I have never turned down a challenge, correct?
This is true.
All right. So this is what I'm going to challenge everybody. All right. And I mean this with all sincerity. And I'm going to prove it right now. You ready? All right. Here we go. My challenge to everybody in the company, and I mean everybody, is I want you to do harder matches, harder things, and improve your shit talking. Oh my God. Where is the truth when you need him? I'm going to take you down. I'm going to break you. Oh my God. Grow a pair of balls. Come on, people. I've had better, like, acting in pornos. Jesus. Come on.
How do we keep going back to pornos here? What?
Blame her.
Have you met us, boss man?
It's all Randy's fault. He gave me some of his alcohol.
Draven, I've got a challenge for you.
All right. I like it.
You mentioned earlier in the chat that you would love to have cookies or a cookie match.
Yes.
Or okay. So what if I were to tell you that if you win your match tomorrow at Love Hurts, I will personally have somebody bake you the best cookies you've ever had.
Maeve?
No, you
don't trust me. You don't want me cooking for you.
That's not what I said. I didn't want to say.
I don't have a lot.
Her man's out there. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We love you.
I did not say you couldn't do it. I didn't want to impose on you.
I don't want to be imposed on you, perv.
I can arrange for me, ma'am, to make some cookies. My ma'am's a lovely baker.
Got a cedron.
Well, Gert says we don't want you baking for him.
You don't, but my ma'am is a fantastic baker. He can confirm that. He's had things my ma'am has made.
I believe you.
Oh, you're Bam. You're Bam. Okay. So
yeah,
you would.
So if
Draven wins tomorrow, will your ma'am make him cookies?
I am sure she will. What sort of cookies do you like?
Choco chip.
All right. That's easily enough done.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Choco chip.
I will call me down in a couple hours when she's up, and I will make sure that she has some chocolate chip cookies on standby, and I will pay to have them in the airmail.
With gummy worms. Yes. You gotta have that sugar rush. Just like Amadeus's golden hair.
All right, Draven.
Now, that being said, who is it that that Draven Lod's facing tomorrow?
Well, see, that's the beautiful thing of it. See, I know it's somebody that he's never really seen eye to eye on. So he's going to have the motivation anyways. But the
are they short?
Are,
is
I mean,
that why?
That's half your roster.
Is it because I don't see eye to eye on them because they're short?
No, it's because you just don't like them.
Oh, Jesus. I already know who it is.
I don't think you do.
Is it Sasha?
No, it's not Sasha. Sasha does not wrestle.
Oh, thank God. I'd rather masturbate with a cheese grater. Oh, I'd rather masturbate with a cheese grater.
No accounting for taste.
I'm talking about Strangleheart.
Stranglefart?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's what I said.
Guess so. I don't turn down a challenge, so I guess so. Strangle Fart's been annoying like a zit on your ass, so I get it.
But just think, after you beat them, you get fresh homemade cookies.
I'd like that. Two personalities at one. That was two voices. That's creepy. The mental in me. Oh. Anyway.
But yes, Draven, let's see if we can end.
I like it.
And that losing streak of yours, get you back on track to being the Draven Blackbird we all remember from back in the day that kicked ass on a regular basis.
The one that wasn't the pizza delivery boy. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. All right?
All right, that sounds delicious.
Actually,
wait.
What?
And tell Randy to stop handing people alcohol because, like, he might accidentally hand it to an underage kid. You know, just heads up.
Well.
Do we have a bunch of underage kids hanging around here? That seems concerning.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, the kids that want autographs when we walk out of the thing, you know.
Yeah,
well, I certainly hope Randy's not handing off alcohol to the fans.
I don't know. I don't share my Mad Dog only on special occasions, you know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate your Mad Dog. I appreciate it. It gave me multiple personalities.
A man who appreciates it. Appreciates Mad Dog 2020. Yeah.
Alcohol, dude. Ain't that right? It is right. It is. It's so right. I love it. So, yeah, I get it, dude.
How many people you got in there?
15.
Don't ask, Randy. Please don't ask.
I can bring out all of them at once, but that would be really loud.
No, please. Let's not. All right. Draven, thanks for calling in, buddy. Good luck tomorrow against Strangleheart.
You're very welcome.
You can get yourself some fresh cookies.
That'd be awesome. Love you all. Thank yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye, Draven.
Bye, love.
All right, that was Draven Blackbird. So,
it certainly were.
Our last guest of the night has a very busy plate tomorrow, and we had him on for a brief minute earlier, but let's bring back now the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon.
McCorkra.
Good evening, Amadeus. I got to say, over the last couple of minutes, I might have a new pitch for you for the RAWF Radio Network, because I think Maeve's After Midnight Kitchen would be an amazing show where we just hear her talking about pizza and cookies and all of these things. I just think about it.
I mean, if that's what she wants to do, I don't know.
As long as you're not asking me to cook any of these things, we'll be fine.
Right. You can have guest chefs on to cook for you every week.
That's good work. I'll take it under advisement.
Except there's only one problem.
What's up?
Doesn't Lent start in a couple days?
It starts on Valentine's Day of all fucking days.
At any rate, we're getting off topic here again. Paragon, Love Hurts tomorrow. It is basically you versus the entire DOC, it feels like. Three separate matches, four different members of the DOC, one in a tag match, one in a title match, and the other in a rankings match. Who do you want to address first?
I think that first I want to address the DOC as a whole. Listen, I know I should be a little bit more hyped than I am right now. I should be excited. We know what season it is. We saw where I was in the rankings, but I think you can tell from my voice, you can tell from my tone. I'm tired. I'm hurt. I'm broken. This ongoing assault from the DOC, it's really been weighing on me for a while now. I haven't had time to rest. I haven't had time to recover from my injuries. I'm constantly having to try to figure out my strategies and plans on how to deal with this group. And I mean, I've never been one to lie. I'm not going to, try to pretend like everything's all right. This is a daunting task going into the pay-per-view. But one thing I do think I want to kind of correct, because I've heard a lot of this narrative going on tonight, and I absolutely appreciate everybody out there that's really been supporting me and really been, trashing the DOC for the way that they've been handling things and, claiming all of the insults at their expense for continually failing to topple me. And it's true, I'm winning these matches, but like I said, I don't know who the real winner is right now with the way that I'm feeling, but the DOC are a much smarter group than people give them the credit for. Conk claims that there's some sort of bigger picture, Enigma claims there's some sort of bigger picture. Razor still wouldn't give you a straight answer. And I think that they've been achieving this all along, because we do a hell of a lot of talking about the DOC and that the vitriol, the hate that comes out towards the DOC. I mean, compare that to a couple of months ago. Compare that to what before they started coming for yours truly. And I think that the picture becomes a lot more clear as to what the DOC wants. They saw the perfect target for a very specific goal. And the thing is, I wonder if it matters if they're winning these matches or not, because people are talking. They are talking about the DOC. Eyes are looking at the DOC. People are clearing the way in the hallways when the DOC starts walking, because they don't want to get treated the way that Paragon's been treated. I think that they may be a lot smarter and a lot more clever in their execution than we're giving them credit for. And that being said, this just relentless onslaught that I've been dealing with, the relief that I get seeing this card, knowing that we'll start with Enigma, okay? Enigma, I know that my brother is the aquatic being, but I'll be damned if this barnacle will not scrape off of me. No matter how much I try to get rid of Extreme Enigma, he just keeps coming back. and to have an opportunity to decisively put him away, and in a match, a submissions match, one that he selected thinking this was his gateway into a big victory. It's a perfect example of how the DOC plans for themselves. They plan to get the spotlight on themselves, but they don't consider the other people involved in their machinations. Because we've got somebody like the Immortal Griffith, probably the greatest striker this sport has ever known. We've got somebody like Mithras the Title Machine, the greatest power wrestler this business has ever seen. But I, you know, far be it from me to declare that of myself, but I have seen more than my fair share of people claim that a certain purple-clad gentleman is in fact the premier technical and submissions wrestler in this business. And for Enigma to blindly think that he's got himself a neat little submission and that means that he's in the favor, but then go up against the best that's ever done it in that kind of match, it's a perfect example of the extreme Enigma. It's him in a nutshell. He talks a lot, but he doesn't consider the consequences. He doesn't consider what the implications are outside of himself. And I will be glad to watch him tap out in the middle of the ring and hopefully finally scrape that barnacle off of me for good. Now, next, here's an interesting one. I want to be fair. Razor, I appreciate that you were kind of respectful while still being very vague earlier. You still around, Razor? Because I'd like to ask you something real quick.
Yes, I'm still around, Paragon.
All right. I don't want to step on Randy's thing. I think we don't need to change any rules or stipulations, but I've got an important question for you. I feel like Love Hurts is a very poetic pay-per-view, and nothing would be more poetic than having my last singles match on my quest to run through the DOC go all the way back where it began. So I say we still have that regular rankings match that we had scheduled, but you and me, why don't we, instead of battling in the ring, go toe-to-toe in the parking lot at the arena, bring it all the way back to where this attack first happened, where everything first started?
That sounds good to me.
Amadeus, are you good with that situation?
So you want basically a FUBAR City street fight?
We do not need to change the rules. We don't need to change the stipulations. Just no ring. We're in the parking lot doing our thing.
Sure. Just try not to hurt any cars.
I'll make sure to make some calls to your insurance guy.
Thanks.
I will say this, Paragon. As far as our little DLC battle goes, you know, you've been making moves and winning some matches, but don't think that you're winning because of that, because counter moves have been made.
I wouldn't expect anything else after what I've seen. I know we're running very low, so I'm going to make this quick because this is the big one now here. Tag team match. We take on the Hip. I mean, I said it before. I don't want to go after Sophia out of respect to Aaron. We know how I feel about Aaron. We know how Aaron feels about this whole thing. He's never been involved in any of these attacks. He's currently have an ongoing match in Superstars. He's quite annoyed by his own faction's interference. Like I implicitly trust that Aaron doesn't have anything to do with this, and that's why, out of respect, while Sophia is involved, I'm trying to stay away from her, which leaves Natalya and Conk the final hurdle before I can run through the entire DOC. no disqualification tag team match. I for the first time in this battle, am bringing somebody else to war with me. And here it is. Conk has been the mastermind behind this the whole time. Whatever his motivations are, whatever he thinks that his plan is, maybe I just exposed it a few minutes ago. That's my theory. But whatever it is, it's going to fail when I finally shut him down and I can remove this burden of the DOC, take these clowns and move them out of my thoughts so I can focus on more important things, because Conk, he desperately wants to be the paragon of greatness. I mean, he's been biting my style since the day that he walked back into RAWF, and the guy wants to ride my coattail so tight and so close that he could probably smell what I ate for dinner last night. And I'm just saying, I'm done with it. I'm done with the DOC, and at Love Hurts, I'm finally ending the mastermind, and I'm shutting this whole thing down.
All right. Any questions for Paragon, Maeve? Anything you wanted to ask?
I want to propose a hypothetical to you, McCorkra. What happens if you're wrong?
Wrong in what context?
What happens if you're wrong in the context that, like, tomorrow is going to take care of all this?
I mean, if I'm unable to secure the victory, if I'm able to get to the end and fall in, you know, one of these situations, it absolutely devastating. But you know that I'm not gonna give up. You know, I don't. That's not that. And I will do my best to try to stand up and rebuild myself. I will keep this pressure on me. I really hope that it's all relieved and it's gone. But let's say the DOC doesn't want to be done with me. They can do whatever they want. But once I've bounced through every single one of them, I mean, what power do they have left? They can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. That's the end of their legitimacy. That's the end of their credibility. Nobody is going to be talking about the DOC anymore after Love Hurts if they can't get the job done against Paragon of Greatness.
So, Paragon, my question, my last question of the night. How has all this affected your journey to Immortal? Because usually this time of year, that's what it's all about for you, getting to Immortal, getting to that main event, or at least getting to a good spot at Immortal. Has it ruined your Immortal season, quote-unquote?
In a lot of ways, yes, and in a lot of ways, it's almost liberating. You know, as you know very well, not just here in front of the cameras, but also behind the cameras, I put myself through a lot of stress, and I put in a lot of thought and effort into Immortal, not just for myself, but for literally everybody involved. And the one thing that I truly try for, that I really, really care about every year, is the journey to Immortal. And to have this distraction in my way, in some ways has relieved that pressure, that anxiety, that sickness that I feel within myself, stressing out over what's going to happen at Immortal and what's going to happen. But in other ways, it's compounded things, because I know that if I can't end the DOC at Love Hurts, then it's going to extend beyond that pay-per-view. It's going to extend into Immortal territory. I'm not going to have time to prepare or really think about what I'm doing at Immortal, because my hands are still going to be full with the DOC. That's why I have to. I have to end this at Love Hurts.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Paragon, and good luck to you tomorrow in all of your matches, your many matches against the DOC tomorrow. And if it does indeed end this rivalry with the DOC, and you can get Kasing on Immortal, I'll be happy for you. But I have a feeling it may not be as easy as we hope. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Maeve. Well, we've kind of had to extend a couple times. It's been a long one, but I thank you very much for stepping in for El Vacant tonight. The newly minted WU Hall of Famer showing again tonight why she is indeed a member of two Hall of Fames, indeed, at least. Three, probably. Is it three? Aren't you in an NMW too?
I am not an NMW Hall of Fame. I'll leave it to your own imagination why I'm not. However, Brulat were nice enough to put me in the Attention Seekers Hall of Fame before she closed its doors.
That was a good company. I do miss that company.
Brew was a fantastic owner and GM. I always enjoy working for her.
One of the best GMs ever, no doubt about it. But ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow night. If you're not all too busy watching the Taylor Swift Bowl, you can stop by here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the RAWF Radio Network to listen to RAWF Love Hurts, where we will talk more about not just Love Hurts, but Immortal 11 and get ready for Immortal Season. For the lovely Maeve, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.